Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. Listen up on Colombo Chronicles Live because I want to share something with you because it's been suppressed online and by MSM and it's not being heard in USA. And I've been asked to share this with you because it's very important. And it has to do with Senator Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s speech in Milan. And you know the majority of people are called sheep, as the Prime Minister of Austria referred to their citizens of Austria. He said they must finish corralling and vaccinating their sheep. Recently, that hit the news. Well, the minority of resistors, which is about 33%, according to Senator Robert F. Kennedy, people who actually do critical thinking and who stand up, fight back, and speak out for their U.S. constitutional freedoms, liberties, and rights to save their U.S. Constitution, their Bill of Rights, their free will, and their free choice to control their own bodies and their own minds and that of their biological children, rather than being used by the powers that be who are involved in the New World Order and the communism and socialism that they're pushing on America, Europe, Canada, and around the world. And this is a very, very important speech that he gave, and everyone should have the right to hear it. And so Senator Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s speech in Milan that was suppressed in America states as follows. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been negatively portrayed in the press as anti-vaccine, when in reality he is against bad vaccines. In the mold of his uncle, President John F. Kennedy, and his father, Robert Kennedy, his life's work and his speech given in Milan to a crowd of thousands prove he is a tireless freedom fighter, sounding the alarm against tyranny, which many of us are doing in America and in Europe, and I'm not sure about Canada. They're very suppressed there, from what I understand from a friend who is a journalist in Canada. So if we still had a free press, Senator Kennedy Jr.'s passionate speech would have been covered. But now it's up to we the people, we the citizens, the warriors, the crusaders, the freedom fighters, the so-called resistors of being used as human lab rats for profit, human commodities, for human capital by Planned Parenthood and the New World Orders who all support Planned Parenthood, which is the depopulation of future natural-born Americans, future natural-born Europeans, future natural-born Canadians, and future natural-born babies around the world needed to preserve sovereign nations, where there will be no sovereign nations, which is the goal of the New World Order, because they want no sovereign nations and they want no freedom, liberty, or rights unless they approve of your freedom, liberty, and rights. You'll be a mindless zombie hooked up to the internet. It's called Bodies for Internet. AI and allegedly the White House is attempting to include the National Security Agency involved in USA with the AI app and the New World Order that will be involved with Big Pharma and Bill and Melinda Gates, George Soros, and all those involved who want to trace and track every person on the planet and jab you as many times as they say so, or else you can't buy or sell, you can't travel, you can't work, you can't have a job, you can't do anything without their permission. So they'll just starve you to death, apparently. So this is happening already in Canada, where Trudeau allegedly is attempting to prevent people who are not experimentally used as human lab rats for their experimental jabs, which is what Hitler used to sterilize people and use them for his escalating injections and surgeries as well without anesthesia. And so this is a very serious situation that is happening in the world. And over in Canada, I read that they are attempting to deny people access to the grocery stores so they can't buy groceries. So I guess they're going to just starve their people to death who refuse to be human lab rats, which is what Hitler used and did to people, because he felt the millions that he was injuring or killing were non-human. So there is a picture of Senator Robert F. Kennedy on my website, my blog website at roseforjustice.com. That's rose, like the flower, for the number four, justice.com. I've been on the front lines fighting back for freedom, liberty, and rights and justice and equality for 30 years. And writing about it and proposing laws that have been implemented in California and nationally. So there is a picture of him in Milan, in this historic address in Milan, Italy, where my grandparents were born. The many Italian cities where anti-Green Pass demonstrators have thronged the streets and central plazas, protesting to reclaim their freedom week after week, all through this fall. News media have failed to cover any of the above photos of this event or Senator Kennedy's speech, which is actually solid evidence of the importance of these events and people uniting and coming together for their to exercise their inalienable God-given right to free will and free choice to control their own minds and bodies and that of their minor children. But why do I call Kennedy's speech historic? The article says, for its scope, wisdom, and passion, this address, which I transcribed below, this person who shared this article stated, is certainly memorable. Kennedy's unique among national American figures sizes up the pandemic response for what it is as a coordinated assault on liberal democracy all over the world, which has nothing to do with public health, but which in the United States gutted our Bill of Rights. Think about that. They are gutting our Bill of Rights. They are taking control over our minds and bodies and our children and our babies and pregnant women's babies and the pregnant women. So there's two people there or more, depending on how many babies they're carrying. And thus robbed us of our constitutional protections of liberty and freedom and rights. he easily dispatches with the C-19 clot, the COVID-19 clot shot, by using Pfizer's own research data. He didn't make this up. It's not his own opinion. It is directly from Pfizer's own research data, which tells us that for every one life Pfizer claims to have saved with its, they say, vaccine, but I call it what it is. It's an FDA experimental and trial injection of unknown materials, unknown chemicals, because Pfizer has a trade secret formula. And even the government is saying they don't know what's in that trade secret formula and has given them 50 or 75 years, according to Judicial Watch, to go through and choose which documents they want to turn over for the government and for public review. That is insane, because they are injecting a secret formula into human beings and babies and children and teenagers and elderly and seniors and adults. It says that Pfizer claims to have saved with its vaccine four lives were lost to heart attacks. But it is Kennedy's courage in giving this speech that is epic. Most Americans with unanswered questions about the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy in 1963 and Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in 1968 will be transfixed, rocked, and not a little chilled to hear Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nephew and son of the assassinated Kennedys calling out the CIA for writing the script on the pandemic response, which, unlike the barely lethal disease known as COVID, is the real driver of the global coup d'etat against liberal democracies across this planet that they wish to destroy and then redevelop and control with fewer people on the planet. No one's making this up. It's from their own words and writings. So many of the unanswered questions around these shattering assassinations of national leaders, events Robert Kennedy Jr. lived through as profound family tragedies, point to the culpability of, this article says, the CIA. If Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s speech calling out the CIA for its role in the global assault on democracy is in the showdown on the world stage and as such historic, then nothing is. Needless to say, especially since I said before, there is no news of this event to be found in any media outlet. Operation Mockingbird, anyone? I was able to watch and transcribe the speech in its own entirety at the Telegram account of Robin Monetti, Dr. Mike Yaden, and Coroner Corey Morningstar. And this was repeated just now by the two persons who shared this article, Sherry Goodman and Diana West. So here is the speech. So hold on, because this is not being shared in the USA on social media or MSM, to my knowledge. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. stated in Milan, "No government in the history of mankind has ever relinquished power voluntarily. The power that they have taken away from us over the past 20 months, they will never give back. They have taken away our freedom of speech. They have closed the churches, They have taken away jury trials against companies. No matter how negligent they are, no matter how reckless they are, no matter how grievous your injury, you cannot sue that company. They have taken away our property rights in the United States. They closed 1 million businesses for a year with no just compensation and no due process. They have taken away our right to be free of warrantless searches and seizures and surveillance by the government. In the United States, all of those rights are enumerated in the Bill of Rights of the United States Constitution. And among the most important of these rights, after the right to free expression, which is gone, is the right to be able to participate in the rulemaking. So, when the government wants to pass a law, it has to publish the law, propose a law. It has to explain the scientific basis for that law. It has to do a cost-benefit analysis of that law and explain it to the public. And then we have comments that all the public can participate in. And then we have a hearing where people oppose the law, like myself, says Robert F. Kennedy, and bring it in our own scientist, to our own scientists and experts and scientific study. And that is transparency. All of those safeguards have been obliterated. Today, the law is what one man says it is during the United States, Anthony Fauci. In 1 month, in March of 2020, Tony Fauci told the world, masks don't work. They're scientifically worthless. 2 months later, he ordered every American to put on a mask. He didn't give us any scientific studies that made him change his mind. He simply told us that's the new law. Do what you're told. All of these rights that the founders of our country died for, sacrificed their properties, their livelihoods, to give us the Bill of Rights. And all of these rights over 20 months have been obliterated, taken from the American people, but not just the American people. Coup d'etat against liberal democracies across the planet. And all of these rights that were taken away from us, these governments said it was only temporary. They said it would only be 1 or 2 weeks, but in truth, you can all see what is happening. They will never give them back unless we make them give them back. And the Green Pass, that is their coup d'etat. The Green Pass is how they consolidate their power over your lives here in Europe. The Green Pass is not a public health measure. It is a tool for totalitarian control of your transportation, your bank account, your movement of your life. And this is not a new idea. This is the same idea they used in Germany in 1937. They used a pass for people they wanted to control. And when the South African apartheid government wanted to control the black population of South Africa, what was the most important thing they did? They used a green pass. I want you to ask all of the people and journalists and press who you come in contact with, and he said who are here today, if the Green Pass is about public health, and why is it not issued? It is being issued by the financial ministry. Do they think that we are stupid? Because this is a way to control your money. Once you have that green pass and they have the digital currency, if somebody tells you, do not leave Milan and you go on a trip to Bologna, your money won't work in Bologna. If the government tells you not to buy pizza, they can make it so that your money won't buy pizza at a pizza store. They can control every aspect of your life. They tell you that we need a green pass to make sure everybody gets vaccinated, but they admit it. The vaccine does not prevent transmission. The vaccine does not prevent you from getting the disease. The vaccine doesn't stop the pandemic, so why do we need to get vaccinated if the vaccine doesn't stop transmission? I'm going to tell you for 2 minutes. I'm going to talk about the vaccines, says Senator Robert F. Kennedy. People say I'm against vaccines. I'm not against vaccines. I'm only against bad vaccines. I'm not going to tell you what Robert Kennedy thinks. I'm going to tell you what Pfizer told the United States FDA. Pfizer is the company that has an approved vaccine in the United States. And Pfizer was supposed to have a 3-year study, but they cut it to 6 months. And they then gave vaccinations to all of the control. Why did they do that? Why did they end the study in 6 months? Because they learned that antibodies disappear in 6 months and the vaccine no longer provides protection. So they had to end it in 6 months. They could not do what they planned to do in 3 years. They took all of their records for that 6 months and they gave them to the FDA. The most important table is the table that tells you all-cause mortality. How many people died in the vaccine group and how many died in the placebo group during that 6-month period? That table is called S4. You can look it up. Here's what the numbers say. There were 22,000 in the vaccine group. Over 6 months, one died from COVID. In the placebo group, the control group, there were 22,000 people. Two died from COVID in 6 months. That allowed Pfizer to tell Americans that the vaccine is 100% effective because two is 100% of one. Most Americans and most Italians, when they hear that the vaccine is 100% effective, what they think is that if they take the vaccine, they have 100% protection of not dying from COVID. That is not what it means. What it means is they have given 22,000 vaccines to protect one person from dying of COVID. Let me repeat that. Means is they have given 22,000 vaccines to protect one person from dying from COVID. That means they better make sure that the vaccine itself does not kill one person even, because if it kills one person, cancel out the entire benefit. Here's the important thing. In the vaccine group, 20 people died over 6 months from all causes, 20 people of the 22,000. In the control group, only 14 people died of 22,000. That means that if you take the vaccine, you are 40% more likely to die over the next 6 months than if you didn't take the vaccine. These are Pfizer's numbers, not Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s numbers. Here's how the people died. In the control group, one person died of a heart attack over 6 months. In the vaccine group, 5 people died of heart attacks over the 6 months. That means if you get vaccinated, you have a 500% risk of a fatal heart attack within 6 months. It also means that for every one person who is saved from dying of COVID, the vaccine is killing 4 people from heart attacks. That is not a good public health policy. Public health is supposed to save lives. But this is about control and controlling society and controlling the children. And the only reason that people don't understand what I, Robert F. Kennedy, just said, and that people still support the vaccine, is one reason: the manipulation using fear. This is simple mathematics. Anybody can look it up. If you look it up, you will be more scared of that vaccine than you are of COVID. But the government and the pharmaceutical companies have a method for turning off people's brains so that they can no longer do simple mathematics. That device is fear. Fear stops us from exercising critical thinking. It allows us to believe that if we just do what we're told, then that is the only way to save our lives. It's called the Stockholm Syndrome. And the captors they locked down in a whole country for a year, and then the people become grateful to their captors because they think the only way we can leave the lockdowns or concentration camps alive is if we have absolute obedience to our masters. I added to our masters. Let's go on here. I'm going to make one more point, says Robert F. Kennedy, and that's this. How many people have heard of Event 201? If you haven't heard of it, you should go back to YouTube. Look it up on YouTube. Event 201 was a simulation of a coronavirus pandemic in New York City in October 2019. We now know that COVID was circulating in Wuhan on September 12, 2019. So a month later, there is a simulated coronavirus pandemic in New York. The people who came to that were the big social media companies, the media companies, Johnson & Johnson, the biggest vaccine company, and it was hosted by three people: Bill Gates, George Fu Gao, G-A-O, who's the head of the Chinese CDC, and Avril, A-V-R-I-L, Haines, H-A-I-N-E-F, the deputy director of the CIA. Avril Haines is today the top number one spy in the United States, says Senator Robert F. Kennedy. She is the head of Joe Biden's National Security Agency. So she went from Event 201 to becoming the top spy in our country, he says. There are a couple of seconds of weird transmission interference here. Who knew that the CIA is a public health agency? It came as a surprise to me, he says, because the CIA does not do public health. The CIA coup d'etat. Between 1947 and the year 2000, the CIA was engaged in 73 coup d'etats, most of them against democracies, one-third of the countries in the world. If you look at Event 21 on YouTube, better do it soon, as they're removing everything from the internet that they don't approve of, there was no discussion of public health. Nobody was talking about how do we get vitamin D to all the people? How do we get people to lose weight? How do we make sure they eat good food? How do we repurpose medicines to treat people? How do we quarantine the sick? How do we preserve constitutional rights? Not a word was said about public health. And then I'm going to add, we all know that they've been suppressing for 2 years since 2019 what international doctors say they use to cure COVID, which is hydroxychloroquine, vitamin D, vitamin C and zinc, ivermectin, and other treatments they use along with it, who have all been silenced on social media and on MSM. But on the other hand, George Soros and Bill Gates donate or invest in MSM and social media, including BBC. So that pretty much takes care of the media. So instead, he says, what they were talking about is how do we use the pandemic as a pretext to clamp down totalitarian controls, democracy. There is also a video with Dr. Fauci and his colleagues discussing how they can create fear so that the people willingly start allowing them to begin jabbing them with experimental and trial injections. And that was prior to 2021. Anyway, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says they spent one quarter of the day talking about how to make sure nobody's allowed to spread the rumor that the coronavirus pandemic is laboratory generated. This is October 2019, and they talked about how to lock down the population, how to force them to take experimental vaccines, how to make sure that Black people don't start resisting. Because in our country, the USA, Blacks are very suspicious of the medical establishment, and they were deeply concerned about that resistance. When I researched my book, the senator says, what I learned was that this event, Event 201, was not a one-time occurrence. We found 20 separate pandemic simulations beginning back in 2000. Well, there is, I'm inserting here, a patent on COVID, mRNA, replication, gene therapy, genetic engineering, cloning, and so forth, which you can find on roseforjustice.com. That was filed back in 2003 and 2004. So, isn't that interesting? By CDC and the U.S. government. One thing they had in common, Senator Robert F. Kennedy says, is most of them, Bill Gates was involved in, Tony Fauci was involved in, but every one of them, the CIA was involved in. The CIA wrote the script, high-level CIA official participation in every one of those pandemic simulations. And they involved hundreds of thousands of people. They were conducted secretly. They used frontline workers. They were training police and hospital systems and utilities in Europe, in Italy, in Germany, in Canada, in Australia. I wonder if they were in Austria, where the EU chief, I'm adding this, where the EU chief is to mandate everyone in Europe must be jabbed with experimental and trial injections. These are not licensed vaccinations, to my knowledge, because it takes up to 10 years for the FDA to collect, or more, for the FDA to collect approved case studies that will then end up published in medical journals to address the benefits versus the short and long-term direct adverse health effects or death on the human race, and the FDA then determines if they will license the experimental and trial injections as vaccines. And in this case, the doctors say that all the animals that received two jabs died, and then they went directly to the world's 8 billion population to use as human lab rats for their case studies under their microscope with a long list of FDA potential, very serious direct adverse health effects on human beings, such as heart attack, strokes, brain injury, paralysis, and even death. And there was many, many more, which they actually published and ended up. And somehow that long list of direct potential consequence for individuals appeared online. So let's see here. They were conducted secretly. Okay. And they were all conducted in all these trainings were conducted at the same time to do a response to a pandemic. But it was not a public health response. It was a response to use the pandemic for something else. So they practiced again and again how to use the pandemic as a pretext for imposing totalitarian control and for obliterating liberal democracy across the planet. Well, in my opinion, as a longtime advocate for justice of 30 years, who's done extensive research, hit the law books for years, and helped people across this country who have been victims of legal abuse, including myself, it appears to me to be treasonous. Because the, in my opinion, the Green Pass or the Gates ID 2021 vaccine passport, they are both very similar to the Chinese Communist CCP merit app, all connected to Wall Street AI, where they control everybody's money, everybody's life, everybody's personal life, everybody's travel, what they say, what they do, what they can be, where they can go, and they're punished if their credit points don't meet the standards of the CCP leaders in control of their people. Only in the USA, because that's communism, Marxism, and would be more to the Islamic ideology, but definitely antithetical to the United States Constitution and Bill of Rights, and therefore it would overthrow the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and in my opinion, that equates to treason. So Senator Robert F. Kennedy goes on in his speech and says one of the experiments that they used, they found, is called the Milligram Experiment. It was a CIA experiment in 1967. And what the CIA found is that if a powerful medical official order people to do something wrong, something that violates their conscience, that violates their basic values, 67% of the people will obey authority over their values. And 67% of the people will be hypnotized by fear in obeying a position of authority to a figure of authority. But 33% of the people will not obey, and you are the 33%. And all tyrannical, totalitarian, authoritarian people who attempted to commit genocides so that they can control countries and eventually the world, control over the planet, and enslave those that survive into servitude, use them as property channel, human lab rats, and for experiments and sexual preferences. They eventually were taken down, and they ended up being either killed in a rat hole somewhere, the leaders, or they were tried in the Nuremberg trials for crimes against humanity, because using human lab rats, using coercion, fear-mongering, and threats to punish you or starve you to death or cause you grave harm is prohibited by the United States Constitution, the Nuremberg Codes on Crimes Against Humanity, and the Necessities of Law, Necessities of Life laws in the United States and civil rights laws. They are violating all of them, every one of them. And they are violating their own sworn oath to uphold, defend, protect, preserve the health, safety, and welfare of every American, and to treat people, no matter who they are, with human respect and without abuse, because isolating children and isolating elderly, especially if they have dementia or Alzheimer's, and children can't make their own decisions, and coercing them and fear-mongering and threatening them that they can't go to church, they can't pray, they can't go to the market, they can't visit with their friends, they can't go to bingo, or the kids can't go to school, they can't socialize with their friends, is child abuse and elder abuse in the United States of America. And if found guilty, those are felonies. So there's taking the law books and the United States Constitution, just as Speaker Nancy Pelosi did with the State of the Union speech on worldwide television and internet, and ripped it right up, saying it's meaningless. And when Obama stated that the Constitution and Congress are meaningless because he will rule the country by executive orders, which are mandates, the Congress did nothing about it. And they allowed him to do it, like change detain and deport into detain and release, release criminals, release gang members, drug smugglers, traffickers of children and females. And now we have more than 30 million unidentified people in our country, in the USA, who do not have to be identified but can vote, who do not have to be identified but can enter and stay and be rewarded with $459,000 and Social Security and housing and food and clothing, freedom. They don't have to be jabbed because Obamacare excludes them. Obamacare excludes Muslims and illegals and the Democrats who comply and the big donors who comply with the Democrat and the New World Order. They're all exempted from these punishments and persecutions against the American people on the right and their war against babies, because babies who are natural-born Americans may grow up to be Christians or Catholics and have families and have children. Heaven forbid that should happen, because that isn't what they want. They want to create transhumans in scientific labs, and that's why they're collecting all these baby parts and selling them so they can buy their Lamborghini. And then they swab everybody's DNA, and China collects and is, somebody's importing the female DNA over to China, because there is a worldwide beast, a worldwide computer that collects everyone's DNA, just in case you didn't know that. So let's go on here with his Senator Robert F. Kennedy's speech. It says, and our job is to go out from here today and reach out to our brothers and sisters, the people who are still hypnotized, and tell them that we are going to fight for their freedom until they are able to fight it for themselves. Fight for it for themselves. We need to reach out when we leave here today to all of our brothers and sisters, the 67% who are still hypnotized. We have to tell them that you need to love your freedom more than you are scared of a germ. Do you know you have 22 trillion viruses inside your body? That's what one doctor told me. Yeah, famous doctor. So you're never going to get rid of viruses. The coronavirus is a cold. The coronavirus is the influenza you get every season or try to avoid every season. So if these are such killers, then everyone should be dead. The viruses should have killed everybody. Instead, billion people. And if the mask cured a virus, then China, where it originated from, and Singapore and Saudi should be virus-free. And yet they have more people than America. So why aren't they all dead? Or why aren't they virus-free? Are they being jabbed over in the Middle East? Are they forcing in experimental and trial injections into their bodies over and over again? Or is it just Western civilization and then headed for India and Africa, who also seem to be targets? So the senator says, this year we saw the destruction of the American Constitution. That Constitution was written by a group of people who understood that there are worse things than dying. And they put their lives on the front line, their property, their careers, their livelihoods, to fight for freedom and to fight for those rights that we have lost in the previous 20 months. And now it's our job now. It's the job of everybody in this crowd in Milan, Italy, to go out and fight back, to resist, 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 and to reclaim our government, to reclaim our lives, to reclaim our property for our children, our, I'm going to add grandchildren, and if you have great-grandchildren and future generations, for our country and for all future generations. And I can tell you this, I will stand side by side with you. And if I have to die for this, I'm going to die with my boots on. So Sherry Goodman and Diana West, thank you so much for sharing Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s in Milan, Italy. Certainly do appreciate it. You can read the speech and you can read more about Sherry and Diana West on roseforjustice.com. That's the number 4. And I hope that this sinks in, because these are not vaccines, in my opinion. These are FDA-approved experimental and trial injections with a never-before-used on a human being, genetically engineered mRNA gene therapy or gene manipulation, as some doctors say, and a secret Pfizer formula, so you don't even know, nor does the government apparently, or maybe they do, but are hiding it, what is in the injections, these experimental and trial injections that they are jabbing into children 5 years old and up, and Dr. Fauci said we'll be jabbing in 2022 all the babies. Why? Babies don't have COVID. 5 to 5-year-olds don't have COVID. But how is it that so many people are now getting COVID after they are injected? How is that possible? So how is it that it appears people who have been injected are the ones who are suffering from Delta and Omicron? And how did Dr. Fauci know in their crystal ball, because they probably have a crystal ball, that we were going to have surprises of new variants in the winter? How do people know that? I mean, surely, unless he's a psychic on the side, I don't know. But that is an amazing situation. So I'm going to go over a few things here before we end that I wanted to add to this. He says that, I'm talking about Senator Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his speech. But in his speech, he says, they have closed our churches. Not only did they close our churches, we have to look at it as an attack on God. This is a war on God and all his creation, because we are all human beings and creations of God. He breathes fresh air into the mouths of Adam and Eve so that they could live, come alive, and live upon the earth. Prior to that, they were dead bodies. But he breathed a soul, and when he breathed fresh air and oxygen into their bodies, and the soul entered the body, and they lived. And that is why a doctor will spank a baby after the baby's born if they're not crying. They want to make sure that they got that soul of fresh oxygen that breathes in that soul into that human body. Said that this fresh oxygen, fresh air that he created so we could live in these bodies was the breath of life. So why are they telling us to wear ethylene oxide masks and swabbing our noses with ethylene oxide swabs made in China, which also have adverse health effects to the body? If the masks are worn long-term and the swabs are used long-term, and they went from, what, every 6 months being swabbed to every 3 days, that is a lot of ethylene oxide being shoved up your nose. And then when it's shoved up your nose, you're breathing it into your body. And when you lay that mask on your face and it has ethylene oxide in it, and it heats up because they're hot and you get sweaty, and you're coughing in them and you're sneezing in them and they get all germy. All of that's going back into your nose, your mouth, your ears, your eyes, and your pores. When you wear these long term, and it's cutting off your oxygen supply, and a flu or any respiratory illness is cutting off your oxygen supply. So why would they tell you to put on a mask that has ethylene oxide? That is a inflammable, poisonous gas, even though it may be in minute amounts, but for long periods of time, has a potential to cause harm and cut off your oxygen supply. How is that? So let me just say that on roadsforjustice.com, you can read about that. Are the NWO wealthy Democrats and EU leaders invested in ethylene oxide PCR tests and masks that are making China billions of dollars, I might say, causing cancer, injuring lungs, the brain, leading to death, worn long-term? Okay, what is ethylene oxide? The major use of ethylene oxide is a chemical intermediate in the manufacture of ethylene glycol. Ethylene oxide is also used as a sterilizing agent for medical equipment, a fumigating agent for spices, a flammable gas with somewhat sweet odor. Exposure to ethylene oxide may cause headaches, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, breathing, difficulty, drowsiness, weakness, exhaustion, skin burns, frostbite, and so forth. And do you know that many of these same symptoms are the same symptoms, many of them are the same symptoms that Pfizer, the CDC listed, the list of potential direct adverse health effects on the Pfizer experimental and trial injections, and these are many of the same adverse side effects that ethylene oxide can cause. You really should think about this. You really should read this article and this blog, because one of the most, let me get down here a little bit because I'm going to have to close, but here. Oh, here we go. The Pfizer jabs and the ethylene oxide adverse effects both list lymphadenopathy. This is dated February 27, 2019, and that refers to the enlargement of one or more lymph nodes can cause cancer. The bean-shaped glands found in the neck, armpits, chest, and groin. And the other one listed for ethylene oxide and Pfizer's experimental trial injections with potential adverse effects is bradycardia. And that is a slower than normal heart rate. So it affects the heart as well. So if you look down, you will see that the Pfizer can cause several different serious adverse health effects to one's body. And these would be unknown consequences till you are jabbed. It could cause immediate death. It can cause death weeks away, months away, 1, 2, or 3 years away. And we don't know, because it is a warp speed experimental and trial injections being used worldwide on human lab rats, which the Nuremberg Code says are crimes against humanity. And it's that simple. And people better wake up, because they are jabbing your children. And your babies coming in 2022, which Dr. Fauci said is the plan. So check out roseforjustice.com. You can read more of these blogs on this information. You can read Senator Robert F. Kennedy's speech. And wake up, and wake up your friends, your neighbors, your family, because we are losing our freedom. We're already losing. We're already probably 70%, I'd say, have lost freedom of speech in this country because they keep denying, especially Christians, Catholics, conservatives, Jews, patriots, constitutionalists, Second Amendment supporters. Anyone who is a natural-born American, remember, we aren't fighting for ourselves. We are fighting for freedom for our children and for life now, for their lives. This is a spiritual battle of evil versus good, and we're going to win because we're in God's army. We're in God's army, and we are going to win as long as you don't give up. Continue to unite, educate yourself, do your own homework, your own research, come to your own conclusions, because nothing said on Colombo Chronicles or Roads for Justice blog is intended to be medical, legal, political, or financial advice, but a dissemination of information for educational and entertainment purposes only, and mostly for educational. So on that note, I have to go. So God bless you. God bless America. God bless law enforcement, our angels of medical staff who are suffering from losing their jobs, and the first responders, and the children. Save the children.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live. every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.